With the increasing popularity of social media, it feels like it also is becoming increasingly difficult to be happy with your current life and who you are. We've all heard Teddy Roosevelt saying, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Isn't that the truth? When we compare, it causes all sorts of problems in our lives and affects how we live and who we are as a person. Welcome to Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson, former teacher turned entrepreneur. It wasn't that long ago that I lacked the confidence to leave my 25-year career in education and make the decision to follow my dreams of owning my own coaching business. Now, I still get to help people, but I'm doing it on my own terms. I created Confidence Unbound to help others gain the confidence to take the first scary steps towards fulfilling their most audacious goals and living the life of their dreams. I offer strategies to help you silence the negative self-talk, overcome fear and self-doubt, and stop the self-sabotage that's holding you back. Maybe you have dreams that you haven't fulfilled yet, or you want to start designing your dream life. If you have the desire for something more in your life, you're in the right place, my friend. Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Confidence Unbound. I'm your host, Laura Anderson. With the increasing popularity of social media, it feels like it also is becoming increasingly difficult to be happy with your current life and who you are. We've all heard Teddy Roosevelt saying, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Isn't that the truth? When we compare, it causes all sorts of problems in our lives and affects how we live and who we are as a person. Today, I want to talk about authenticity, its benefits, some barriers to living authentically, and ways to overcome those barriers. Get ready to be informed and inspired to make change. Let's get started. I remember having a poster in my classroom that says that character is who you are even when no one is looking. That pretty much sums up authenticity. Authenticity is the quality of being genuine and true to yourself, expressing your thoughts, feelings, and values honestly. It's the alignment of your outward actions and expressions with your inner values, beliefs, and personality. And it's really hard to do this in today's society. So let's talk about the benefits of it first. When you live authentically, it's one of the truest forms of self-acceptance. I think we all have things about ourselves that we don't like, and being authentic doesn't have to mean holding up a sign to the world showcasing all your flaws, but it does mean that you accept them because everyone, and I do mean everyone, has them, and you work to make them better. It also means that you don't try to pretend to be something you're not, which can be incredibly freeing. Another benefit to living an authentic life is that it allows you to build strong, trusting friendships. I have several friends that I can talk to about anything, and I know I won't be judged. By the way, I sincerely hope that you have a friend or two that you can tell anything to. If you are constantly hiding who you are or pretending to be something you're not, it's really hard to build relationships with trust. A third benefit of authenticity is simply being able to live a more fulfilling and aligned life. When you truly think about who you are and what you want, it's much easier to shut out the noises in your ears coming from other people and societal norms. We know that there are a lot of things within our society that are incredibly flawed, yet we follow these norms even when they make us really unhappy and unhealthy. Okay, so the benefits of authenticity sound amazing. Live your authentic life, follow your purpose, accept yourself for who you really are, build amazing relationships. These all sound great to me. So why is it so hard to live authentically? First is the fear of judgment and rejection. No one wants these. Many people seem to feel really safe hiding behind a screen these days and trolling others on social media without really thinking about the effects their words have on other people, people who are strangers to them. Words are incredibly powerful. We've witnessed it in history with Hitler's hate speech and Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream speech. When we receive judgment and rejection from others just for being ourselves, it seems easier to hide who we really are and simply conform to society's expectations. A second barrier is internalized societal expectations. Societal norms are very strong and have been around for a heck of a lot longer than we have, which means that they're ingrained in us from birth until the day we die. These norms can create this pressure in us to conform and question our internal values and desires. Think about the pressure that Gen X, my generation, put on Gen Y and Gen Z to go to college, resulting in thousands of dollars of debt for individuals without a guarantee of actually getting a job. Now we have young 20-somethings with BAs and MAs working at Starbucks because the job competition is so high. And many of these young people won't even continue their careers in the degrees that they earned, all because society pressured them to get additional education. And there are so many other expectations that force us to hide who we really are. A third barrier is the past. Negative experiences can create defense mechanisms and emotional barriers that make someone afraid to even be themselves. Your parents may have taught you to behave a certain way or believe certain things, which can create past trauma, making it feel nearly impossible to be yourself around those people who hurt you. So we've talked about the benefits and barriers to living authentically. Let's get to the good stuff, how to actually overcome these barriers so you can reap the benefits. First is the practice of self-compassion. Self-compassion does take practice, and it's unfortunately not done enough. There are always going to be people within society that will try to bring you down, but that makes it all the more important for you to make self-compassion a regular practice. When you do this, you can start to accept your flaws and learn to love who you are without fear of judgment from others. When you love yourself and accept yourself, it's much easier to draw people into your life who love you and all parts of you. The second practice is challenging societal norms. Humans are wrong all the time, and society is made up of humans. History is littered with the human race and its many mistakes. When you challenge society's expectations and see the flaws within them, you can start to break free and figure out your own values. By doing this, we can start to see not only changes within ourselves and how we live, but we can also see changes in society. Social progress only happens when we're not afraid to go against the grain. The third practice is self-reflection. Practicing mindfulness and introspective journaling can help you wade through the choppy waters of expectations and help you truly figure out your thoughts and feelings. Some of these may be the same as societal norms, but you may also find that you have some unique thoughts that can help you live a life that you truly love. The final practice is asking for help. If you have trauma that you need to get through, don't do it alone. A therapist or a counselor will provide a safe space for you to really dig into your past, and they can show you how to develop healthy coping mechanisms. So, we've been living inauthentically all this time. How do we actually uncover our true values, passions, and strengths? There are several things that you can do, but I'll give you three tips to start. If you're in a good spot, you may want to take a few notes. The first tip, figure out what your true values are. In the show notes, I'll attach a list of values you can look through. Identify the values that are most important to you. You may find that there are a lot of them, and that's okay to start off. Next, you're going to narrow it down to the 10 most important values. From there, you're going to pick three focus values. But listen closely, because I'm going to talk to you about how to pick those three focus values. Don't pick values that are already ingrained in you. So here's what I mean by that. Generosity is a huge value of mine. It's my love language, and I give freely to anyone I can. This is a common practice for me, and it's truly a part of who I am. I'm being authentic when I do this. Another value of mine is creativity. As a former teacher and now confidence coach, it's important to me to be creative and think outside the box because everyone learns differently. Creativity is something I value, but it's also something I have to work on. When I think of creativity, I tend to think more of the arts, writing, artwork, singing, and so on. I also closely tie creativity to innovation, which is a very society-driven thought. It's taken me a really long time to adjust my view of creativity, and it's still something I'm working on. I'm not typically a person who comes up with the ideas. I'm the person who can take someone's ideas and run with it. which is just a different form of creativity. When I pick my three values to focus on, I'm not going to choose generosity because I'm already highly authentic in this area. I will, however, choose creativity because it's something I'm working on cultivating daily, and I'm working very hard to change my definition of what creativity really is. Okay, so we've talked about the values. Let's move on to the second tip, which is exploring different passions. You can have so much fun with this, and if you are a multi-passionate person, feel free to go to town. Like, go down the rabbit hole, look at a bunch of different things. This tip is pretty easy. You can do a brainstorming session, or you can create a passion list, but my favorite is just trying new hobbies and interests. And here's the cool part. You have permission to stop when it doesn't speak to you. Yes, stop. Don't waste your time on a hobby or interest that's clearly not your vibe. There are too many cool things to explore. Do, however, give it some time to truly explore, but don't feel that you need to stick with it if it's not working for you. I've always told my English students to stop reading a book if they don't like it by the end of the third chapter. There are millions of amazing books in the world, and the perfect ones are just waiting to be read, just like the perfect hobby is waiting to be found by you. If you're spending too long on something that doesn't vibe with you, you're wasting time. The third tip is taking a strengths assessment. I really like the 16 personalities test and the VIA character strengths profile. You can find the 16 personalities test on 16personalities.com. That's 1-6 and then spell out personalities. You might hear someone say they are an INFP, which is what I am, or something similar. It gives you a basic description of your personality type and gives you strengths and weaknesses. At the time of this recording, you can take the test for free for basic information, or you can pay $9 to get the full description. The other test is the VIA Character Strengths Profile on viacharacter.org. After you take this test, you receive a personalized rank order of the 24 different character strengths. The free version just gives you those basics. For $19, you can get a more detailed report on your top five, and for $49, you can get an extremely detailed report on all 24 character strengths. VIA also has a book that's a guide to the character strengths called The Power of Character Strengths by Niemiec and McGrath. I am hoping I pronounced those correctly. I did not purchase the detailed report, but I did do the free one and I purchased the book, which I really like. It goes into a lot of detail on the character strengths and describes the strengths and the weaknesses and talks about how you might see them in your daily life. There are quite a few sites you can take these assessments on. I happen to like these two specifically because they're really positive in their description. Others are not so much. The character traits are spoken of as strengths and weaknesses, not really character flaws. None of these are affiliate links, just so you know. These just happen to be my preferences. Okay, if you are listening to this podcast, it's a safe bet that you are someone who wants to live your best life and you constantly work on being the best version of yourself. I would love for you to find like-minded people to help you on your journey by joining the Thrive Tribe community. It's officially open for 52 founding members for $24 a month or $19 if you pay for the year. But this is a limited time offer only open to the first 52 people who are willing to come into the community early in order to give feedback and make it the most outstanding and safest space to learn and grow. Once it's open to the public, the price will go up to $39 a month. If you're interested in being a founding member, head to Instagram and DM me. I'll send you the link to the page that explains what being a founding member entails and all the goodies that you'll find there. If you like what you hear on Confidence Unbound, you will absolutely love the carefully curated and created content you'll find in the community, along with the support of like-minded people, accountability, and weekly live trainings with Q&A at the end. Whether or not you join the Thrive Tribe, and I hope you do, because I would love to see you there, find yourself something, a person, a group, a tribe. don't keep doing this by yourself. Personal growth is never ending. There are always new, cool milestones ahead and multiple destinations on the journey. All right, my friends, I hope you found this helpful. Today, we talked about authenticity and its benefits, some barriers you might find that are keeping you from living authentically, ways to overcome those barriers so you can ignore society's judgments, and 3 tips to help you identify your values and character strengths as you start your journey towards living a life for you instead of living a life you think you should be living. If you want to learn more about how to quantum leap your personal growth and live your most authentic life, visit the blog at liveandthrive365.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any thoughts, questions, topic requests, or just want to drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you. You can always catch up on previous episodes on our website and stay connected with us on social media. Find us on Instagram at liveandthrive365 to join the Thrive Tribe. Thank you so much for listening. Your support means everything. Before we say goodbye, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us improve and allows us to create more helpful content for you. New episodes go out every Wednesday. Remember, you deserve to thrive. Take care, my friends.